Mishnah says at the bottom of Kufya Dalet Amar Aleph, Haviu Lefonim Natabal Bechazera Satchimadiyah Lepaperes Apas. Haviu Lefonim, they brought before him. What did they bring before him? Rashi says Yirokis, the vegetables. And the Rashbam says the same thing. Hayirokos Acha Shabir Echalayayim. They brought the vegetables before him. Metabel bechazeres ad shemagia lepaperes apas. What a strange lashon. Is there a problem with the...
Since the Zoom isn't working.
Okay.
Is there a problem with the Zoom machine?
What a strange lashon in the Mishnah. Metabel bechazeres ad shemagia lepaperes apas. He says they brought the Yerokos, which means Chazeres. We see in the Gemara, we're talking about Dafka Chazeres. It's not the way that we do it. Normally, the Karpas, we use a different Yerok for Karpas, not Chazeres. One can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mora with Chazeres. We're gonna see a whole discussion in the Gemara, whether from the Mishnah we see a concept that Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, that if you're Metabel b'Chazeres, you're not going to be Otsin Mora. It's a whole discussion, a very beautiful Lamdisha discussion. But it's not necessary to be Mekabel b'chazeres b'tchila. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you have chazeres. But you could bring any Eric. But what does the Loshon mean? Metabel b'chazeres? You're being Metabel the chazeres, not with the chazeres. It's a very strange Loshon. So the Rashbam and Rashi both point out, Zeh Loshon HaGemar K'detanya L'Kaman, K'detanya L'El. This is the way the Gemara talks. Hashamash Metabel b'vnei mayayim. The shamash, the servant, is metabel bivnei me'ayim. It doesn't mean he's metabel in the stomach, right? He's metabel the stomach, meaning the meat. He's not metabel in the meat, but that's the loshon. Bivnei me'ayim means he's metabel the bivnei me'ayim in something else. It's the same thing over here. Metabel b'chazeres doesn't mean that you're being metabel the karpas in the chazeres. You're using chazeres for karpas, and you're going to be metabel that chazeres. That's what the Mishnah means. Ad shemagia lepaperes apas, first with metabel, the chazeres, says the Rashbam, v'hayti b'lav b'charoses, u'kidatoni l'kamon, hevi l'fon av matzah v'chazeres v'charoses, v'chalal da'adayim lo hevio. The Mishnah then mentions charoses latest. It sounds like this tibul, the tibul of the karpas, is not in charoses. We're going to see. Let's see, it could be a machlokas or rishon, and that's a major discussion. That's the next sukkah. But the Rashbam says it sounds like this tibul is not the charosis. Ha'chazeres lavdavka elim ein shom yerek achem metabel b'chazeres ha'ochal. The Rashbam concludes that it's not that you have to be metabel the karpas, that you have to be metabel chazeres for karpas. You can use another yerek as well, but if you don't have a yerek, then you use chazeres. Okay. Concludes the Rashbam in the next Dibur Maskil. He says, "Ach magila paperas apas." You're going to have the mora later, but the tibul rishon zekedei sheyaker tino v'yishal of yishem bnei adam regilin lechol yerek kodem suda. What's the purpose of the first tibul? Heker l'tinokos. It's a heker l'tinokos. We're trying to do some kind of recognizable action that's different than what we normally do, so that the tinokos are going to be shoal, that they're going to ask. They're going to ask. It seems a little bit strange that we're being metabel. Before the Suda, why should we do that? That's the purpose of the Karpas. We know that there are other things that we do. We started discussing this. There are other things we do, Kadesh Yishalu Hatinokos. But the first, the most fundamental thing we do, Kadesh Yishalu Hatinokos, is Karpas, that we dip something before the Suda. Okay. Hevilu fun of Matzah v'chazeres v'charoses v'shnei tavshila, Ava b'shein charoses mitzvah. Rabbi Elezer b'Reb Tzadok omer mitzvah. The mikdash ayim levi in lefan of guv shel pesach. So the Mishnah continues that after they bring the karpas in front of him, his metabel, then they bring matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. They bring the rest of the foodstuffs that we're going to use. V'shnei tavshilin. Ava b'shein charoses mitzvah. The Tanakhama says we bring charoses even though it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Elezer b'Reb Tzadok omer mitzvah. Rabbi Elezer b'Reb Tzadok says it is a mitzvah. Some machlokes over here. Sounds like it's a machlokes of Elezer b'Reb Tzadok and the Tanakhama, where the charoses is a mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. So before we talk about the tibul b'karpas, whether it is in charoses, not in the charoses, you first have to understand charoses, even though it's the last part of the Mishnah, but that's It's really the point of departure. We first have to understand why we're bringing charosas. And after we discuss that, then we'll be able to go back to the tibul and talk about whether the tibul of karpas is in charosas or not. Maybe a dafka should be in charosas. What we first have to understand is charosas a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. So let's deal with the last part of the Mishnah, the machlokes tana, whether charosas is a mitzvah or not. And then we'll pedal back, and mitzvah Hashem, in the coming days, we'll pedal back to discuss the other parts of the Mishnah as well. So what does the Mishnah say? The Tanakhama says, Afal pi she'en charoses mitzvah. We bring charoses, Afal pi she'en charoses mitzvah. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok omer mitzvah. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok calls that it is a mitzvah. Why do we bring charoses if it's not for a mitzvah? So that's what the Gemara fills us in on that Kuvta Zayin Amad Aleph. Afal pi she'en charoses mitzvah, v'lo mitzvah mishumai ma'isilo. Amar Rebbe Ami mishum kofa. Rav Ami says, we bring the charoses mishum kofa. What does kofa mean? So the Rashbam, earlier on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, he gives two pshatim in kofa. The Gemara there says, Hai chosa tzarech l'shkuei b'charoses mishum kofa. You have to sink the chosa, sink the mora into the charoses mishum kofa. So the Rashbam says, Eres shechazeres yeshbo eres kederech habitzolim. So the first pshat is that kofa means there's some kind of a poison, some kind of a very bitter taste in the charoses, just like you have in onions and certain vegetables, and there's a concern that it's going to hurt a person, so you have to dip it in charoses to sweeten the mara a little bit, so that you'll take out that eres. Not that you want to take away the tam of the mara, chalila, we're not allowed to take away the tam of the mara. But somehow it'll dull that taste, dull that bitterness a little bit, so that it won't be harmful for the individual. You're supposed to shake off the charoses. You're supposed to use the charoses to take away the bitterness of the mar. But the eres is something poisonous, something that's somewhat like poison. It's going to be very bad for the individual. So that needs the charoses, but you shake it off. Rabbeinu Chananel pirish kofa tolas. The Rashbam quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that kofa is not an eres, a chazeres, but rather it's a tolas. It's a worm. That there are worms in the romaine lettuce. It's not just in odd times, but they had the problem of having bugs in the romaine lettuce as well. So the purpose of the charoses, especially the tartness of the charoses, is to kill the worm. Then you're supposed to shake it off. You're supposed to shake it off. And then you won't have the worms in the romaine lettuce. So those are the two reasons why we bring the charoses. Mishum kofa, if you hold like the Tanakhama, the charoses is not mishum mitzvah, it's mishum kofa. Either it's somehow to remove the eres of the chazeres. We don't fully appreciate this. We take romaine lettuce, so we feel like, what kind of an eres is there in the romaine lettuce? Is it really, it's really so bitter? Is it really so sharp? Is it really so poisonous, so to speak? That's what Chazal said. It could be that their romaine was a little different than ours, so the mara that they were taking was a little different. But that's the takana, that you should take charoses mishum kofa, to take away some of the bitterness of the mara. The other pshat is to kill the tolas, to kill that worm. Well, the worm, it's a little bit strange. You know, where's the worm going? Is it leaving? We'll be able to shake it off. It's going to be able to fall off. It's interesting. But that's what Chazal say. That's the purpose of the charoses, mishum kofa. So skipping a little bit, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok omer mitzvah v'chule. Kuf tezayin amen aleph. Before the Gemara talks about how do you get rid of the kofa of all the different things. I'm not going to read that inside. Different medical advice that the Gemara gives for how to get rid of the problem of kofa. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says, mitzvah, my mitzvah. Rabbi Levi omer zecher l'tapuach, Rabbi Yochanan omer zecher l'tit. Zecher l'tapuach, tachas l'tapuach, over Articha, the Klal Yisrael used to give birth, tachas l'tapuach, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says. Zecher l'tit, a zecher to the tit that they made the Levainim, by Moris Chayim, by Vodah Kosha, b'chomer b'lveinim. So as a zecha to these experiences, that's why we take charoses. Amar Abaye, hilkach tzorech l'kuhuye, v'tzorech l'smuchen. Abaye says, because it's zecha l'tapuach and zecha l'tit, you have to make it pungent, make it, you know, have that citrus type of taste, and you have to make it thick, like tit. You have to have the citrus taste because of tapuach, zech letapuach, and you have to make it thick, zech letit. Tanya kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, tavlin zech letheven, charoz zech letit. Amar Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzado, kacha yu omrim, tagori cherech shev Yushalayim, bo utlud lachem tavlin limits. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzado holds that charozis is not mishum kofa, but rather it's a mitzvah. Zech letapuach, Zecha letit, Tosfos and the Ramaskal Tzara quotes Yerushalmi that it's Zecha ledam. Zecha ledam, we add wine. We add red wine to the charoses as a Zecha ledam. Dam of Bnei Yisrael. Some say you're supposed to add the wine right before you dip into the mar. We add wine to the whole mixture, but then right before, you're supposed to add a little bit of wine so you can see the blood. The blood-like redness, right? It should look like red blood, because of this Yerushalmi zeichel ledam. B'shas achila makalshin also b'yayin v'chometz. Yeah. So that's the zecher, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of charoses. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok's shita that charoses is a mitzvah. It's zecher, zeichel letapuach, zeichel letit, zeichel ledam. Interestingly enough, Tosfos in Tagore Cherech Shev Yerushalayim says, Mashma the halacha k'Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok. The fact that the Tagore Yerushalayim would say, Bo'ot lachem, Bo'ot tlu lachem, Tavim le-mitzvah, sounds like a paskin, that charosis is a mitzvah. The Gambisvaram Kosov, Reb Yosef v'nimuko imo, b'chein osa harav Reb Yosef b'sidro, charosis eich letit. The Braisa seems to say a paskin, charosis is a mitzvah. The Rishonim seem to say we paskin charoses, but that's how Tosfos learns that we paskin charoses is a mitzvah. It is zecher letit. It is zecher letapuach. There is an element of mitzvah in it. Maybe there's an element of kofa too, but that's not the ikar. Charoses is a mitzvah. It also has an element of mitzvah. This is the basic sugya. Comes the Rambam, and he makes a remarkable statement on the Mishnah. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnah is, in discussing what Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok Shita might be and how he paskin, the Rambam writes the following. If you have a Perush HaMishnayos, why don't you turn to it and look on with me? At the end of the Mishnah, the Rambam writes, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok HaMacharoses Mitzvah, L'dayto shechayev odom levar chashek rishon mitzvose v'tzivonu al achilas charoses v'ein ahalofa. The Rambam says, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, if charoses is a mitzvah, then you should have to make a berachas mitzvah on it. Asher gershanu v'sosu v'tzivanu al achilas charoses. And says the Rambam, ve'ena halacha, we don't pass it like that. Heichad motzinu, that Klal Yisrael makes a bracha on charoses, we never have such an idea. So says the Rambam, obviously the halacha is that charoses is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. Because if you take Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok's shita seriously, you should have to make a bracha on the charoses. If charoses is a mitzvah, just like every other mitzvah sachila that we have at the Seder. Make a birchas mitzvah on matzah and on mor and some charoses as well. If you take Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok seriously, that charoses is a mitzvah, then you should have to make a bracha. And since we don't make a bracha, ve'ena halacha, we don't paskin this way. So the Rambam already is the first of the Rishonim that we see who's paskining the charoses is not a mitzvah against Tosfos. What's strange is that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka seems to contradict himself. And that's what really starts the discussion. The Achronim talk about this Rambam to try to fit in. Do we paskin charoses? Is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah of charoses? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. This is in packet number 27. Hacharoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim zecher letit shayu ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. The Ketzad Osin Osa Lokhin Tamara Magrogos Otsimukim Uchiyotzi Bahem the Dorsin Osan. The Nosin Lesochan Chometz Umetavlin Osan Betavlin Kimotit Betevin Umevin Osa Alashulchan Balele Apesan. Rambam says that Charoses is a mitzvah midere sofrim. And then he describes exactly how it's supposed to be made. It's a Zeichel Atit. That's what he focuses on. He doesn't talk about Zeichel Adam or Zeichel Atapuach. Says it's really zechelatit. So frekta lechem mishna kan pasuk rabbeinu k'Reb Elazar bar Tzadok. Because the Kasef HaRav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah points out here, it's clear the Rav Paskins Charos is in the mitzvah. Who perish HaMishnah, Kasef Behefer, Va'amashan, Deledivrei, Reb Elezer, Reb Tzoda, Tzorach Lomar, HaShagashan, Ritzosa, V'tzivanu, Alachilas Charosis, Ven Alachakim also. It's a Pelefrek Belech HaMishnah. Here in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rav is clearly Paskining, like Reb Elezer, Reb Tzoda, that Charosis is a mitzvah. And in Perish HaMishnah, he says, Ve'ina Halacha, Halacha is against Reb Elezer, Reb Tzoda. The nearest shechazer coming, Masha Kosef. The Lechem Mishnah says it. It looks like he's chozerbo. Sometimes the Rambam is chozerbo in the Yad from the Perash Mishnayis, but says the Lechem Mishnah, you have to say that chora, because the Rambam in Perash Mishnayis says that according to Reb Elezer Reb Tzoda, you should have to make a bracha, and we don't do that. Ve'en halacha, it's not the halacha. So it sounds like he's saying charosis is not a mitzvah, and yet in the Yad Chazaka he says beferish charosis is a mitzvah midiver sofer. What's the Lechem Mishnah pointing out? There really are two steers in the Rambam. The Rambam is chozerbo in two different ways. Number one, the Rambam in Perash HaMishnah seems to pass like the Chachamim. He says, Eina Halacha. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda, it's like the Chachamim. And yet in the Yad, he passes Beferish, Charos is mitzvah midiver sofer. That's one point. But the other point that the Rambam is chozerbo is that in Perash HaMishnah he seems to assume that according to Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda, one should have to make a bracha on the charosis. Right? That's what he says. The whole reason he says we paskin against Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda is because according to Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda, you should have to make a bracha for ein halacha. That's not the halacha. It sounds like he doesn't like the fact that you should have to make a bracha. And yet in the Mishnah Torah, first of all, he paskins like Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda that charosis is a mitzvah midiver sofer. And secondly, and yet he doesn't mention that you have to make a bracha on charosis. So it's a steer, a double steer in the Rambam. First of all, how do we paskin? Do we paskin charosis mitzvah? Charosis is not a mitzvah. And secondly, we say that l'man da'ama charosis mitzvah, you do have to make a bracha or you don't have to make a bracha. What's the Rambam talking about? The Chorah, the Lechem Mishnah, is pointing out two steers in the Rambam. First of all, in the Yad, he seems to paskin that charosis is a mitzvah. Whereas in Perash Mishnah, he doesn't. And secondly, despite the fact that he paskins charosis is a mitzvah in the Yad HaChazaka, he still doesn't mention anything about making a bracha. And yet, in the Perash HaMishnayis, he says Reb Elezer Reb Tzoda should hold that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha. So it seems like a stira gluya in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah just concludes that the Rambam is closer himself. He's closer from what he said in Perash HaMishnayis. But how can he's just closer, but without any reason, without any logic? It's a big chiddush. Shalom. Yeah.
Is it fair to say that when Rav says halacha mishnah
kosa, does it say halacha mishnah kosa? Well, he does say ve'ena halacha. So that does, isn't that enough to say if halacha is not like Rabbi Elezer Reb Tzoda, it's like the chacham by definition. So you're saying in Perash HaMishnah, he just means it's not a halacha to make a bracha. Okay, so we have to get there, but we have to understand. I mean, that is quite an interesting thing. But when we say the Rambam is paskening, so to say he follows Reb Elezer Reb Tzoda, but yet he says, but I have a new way to understand. Reb Elezer Reb Tzoda would say that you have to make a bracha, ve'in halacha that you make a bracha, but it's still a mitzvah. It's a big chiddush to say that, unless I give a further beer to try to explain what you're saying. So we're going to get to something of what you're saying, but just to present the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah in the sharpest way, right? Not too sharp, because then we might be charosis. Okay. Right? The Rambam in Perash HaMishnah says Reb Elezer Reb Tzoda should require a bracha. We don't paskin like that. And yet in the Mishnah Torah, he says we do paskin that charosis is a mitzvah, but we don't make a bracha. Very interesting. The Lechem Mishnah adds another kasha. He says, why don't we make a bracha on charosis? We don't make a bracha on charosis. Mikomakom tzorav lo seis tam lo ma'im mevarchin olav. Kemoshekosu b'perash ha-mishnai is kemen shu mitzvah d'rabbanan. If it is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so why taka don't make a bracha? What's the reason we don't make a bracha on charosis? So the tour starts us off. Why don't you make a bracha on charosis? Even if you hold it's a mitzvah. The Torah says, "Ve'im yivarchen al charos es avol bishul mitzvah l'fishu tafel lamar." It's tafel to mar Look, we dip mora into charosis. We dip mora into charosis. It's tofel to the mora. Even if you hold it's a mitzvah. It's zecher letit, it's zecher ledan. It's zecher letapua. It's a zecher, it's a mitzvah. But afal pikein, it's still tofel to the mora. We're doing it together with the mora. So zok the tour, because the charosis is only tofel to the mora, it's not going to get a bracha. That's how the tour understands. Now that's a very interesting comment to the tour. We know the principle of Iker v'Tofel. The Gemara in Brachas says, Mishnah in Brachas. And Daf Emdalan Amin Aleph says, Kol Shu Iker v'Imo Tfeilim, Mavarech Ala Iker v'Poter Asat Tfeilim. That if you eat two things, one is Iker, one is Tofel, you make a Birchas Hanenin only on the Iker, not on the Tofel. You eat yogurt together with a little fruit. You don't make a bracha on the fruit, it's just a little bit, just to give a taste to the fruit. You eat Cheerios and milk, cereal and milk. You don't make a bracha on the milk, you make a mazonos, unless you have so much milk that you're really eating it for the milk, not for the cereal. So in most cases, you're only going to make a mazonos because the milk is just there, because you don't want to eat a dry cereal. So it's a tofel, it helps the cereal go down. The Torah is saying a chiddush though. This is not a birchas hanenin issue. This is a birchas hamitzvah. I'm making a bracha on the mar. I'm doing the mitzvah of achilas mar. I'm not going to make a bracha on the charosis, even though it's a mitzvah, the Torah says, because it's tofel to the mar. That's a big chiddush. Right? He seems to be saying that the idea of ikav tofel, that we don't make a bracha on something that's tofel, that not only applies to the birchas hanenin, it applies to the birchas hamitzvah as well. That's quite a chiddush. That when it comes to mitzvahs as well, kol shu ikav imo tfeila, mevarech ala ikav, poter asat tfeila. It's a chiddush, but that's what the Torah is saying. That even when in the realm of brichas hamitzvahs, we apply the rule of ikar v'tofel. That we only make a bracha on the ikar, not on the tofel. That's what the Torah says. So that would explain why, even according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Tzadik, the charosis is a mitzvah, we're not going to make a bracha. That would explain why the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka doesn't mention the idea of bracha, even though he holds that charosis is a mitzvah. That's one possibility. The Rav suggested that maybe there's another reason why we don't make a bracha on charosis, even if charosis is a mitzvah, even according to the Rambam. Why is that? Because we have to understand what is the nature of this mitzvah. If we really appreciate what the Rambam holds about charosis mitzvah, then we'll understand why the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka says they don't make a bracha. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok and the Chacham have a machlokas where the charosis is a mitzvah. What is that machlokas? What is that machlokas? So, said the Rav, Lechora, in Parash HaMishnayis, the Rambam thought like this. The machlokas is, should we look at charosis only as a tibul? It's a tibul, it's a something that you metabel the mora into. The purpose of the charosis is it's just needed for tibul. Or, when Chazal misakin a mitzvah sachila in the charosis, that's the machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok and the Chacham. The Chachamim say the charosis is just a tzorach of tibul, and that's why, of course, there's no brach on it. What's the shaila? It's just the purpose of tibul, so it's completely tofel to the mar. It's not even a mitzvah. It's mishum kafa. It's because of the eres. It's because of the tolas. There's no mitzvah component b'chlal. It's just a tzorach of the tibul for the mar. The Blessed Reb Tzadok holds charosis mitzvah, vos meintos mitzvah. What kind of a mitzvah is this? So the Rav suggested that in Parash HaMishnayis, the Rambam thought Reb Blessed Reb Tzadok holds mitzvah. That means it's a mitzvah sachila. Just like matzah, just like mora bismanazed rabbonan, it's a mitzvah sachila. Charosis is a mitzvah sachila as well. That's what the Rambam thought Reb Blessed Reb Tzadok held. That's how he thought in Parash HaMishnayis. It's just that you're ochel at b'derech tibul. You're not ochel independent of the mara. You eat the charosis together with the mara. The emes is, if you assume that charosis mitzvah means it's a mitzvah sachila, l'chora, how much charosis should you have to eat? Think about it. How much charosis should you have to eat if it's a mitzvah sachila? What do you think? Anyone? Kezayis, exactly. Why not? It's no different than matzah and mara. Anytime we have a mitzvah sachila, a mitzvah sachila is always b'kezayis, and iser achila you can violate, you get malchus if you eat a kezayis. Be'emes, there is a lashon in the Rishonim that sounds like, the question is whether it's the right girsa, But it sounds like you have to eat a kazayas of charoses. Who is that? Which Rishon mentions kazayas of charoses, Rafi? The Mordechai, exactly. Exactly, the Mordechai has an incredible line over here. If you can find it, that's the problem. The Mordechai, you have to find the Dafin. Because the Mordechai has a running commentary on Perek Aved Psochem. If you find the Mordechai, it's towards the end of the Mordechai, on Dav Kuv Tezvav. Karchan Bevasachas, he says, in my version of the Mordechai, it's Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Gimel. Right? Daf Lamed Ches, there are four Amudim. Two on one page, and then you turn the page, there are two other Amudim. I don't know what it is in the New Gemaras. But by me, it's on page 76. Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Gimel. So he says, Karchan Bevasachas Ve'ochlan. We're going to get to this more. There's a lot more in this Mordechai, but just the first line before the kasha of the Umtomer. Karchan bevasachas veochlan, you wrap them together and you eat them bevasachas. Perish. Hayanotel hillel, hayanotel kizayis matzah, ukizayis mara, ukizayis charoses. Wow. The Mordechai is a girsi, he would take kizayis charoses. So the Ramah, if you learn how to read the Mordechai, The parentheses in the Mordechai, that was the original Mordechai. The Ramah, the Hagos HaRamah. You take a look at the Sharblat in the Mordechai, the first page. So it says that whenever you have a bracket with an asterisk, that's the Hagos of the Ramah. Right? Whenever you have a bracket with the asterisk, that's what the Ramah added later. So the Ramah changed the Girsa. The Ramah took out the parentheses. There was just Charosis there. So Charosis, the fact that they put parentheses means that's taken out of the Mordechai, and the Ramah adds the bracket. So the Ramah thought that the Girsa really should be Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Mar, or Kazayis Pesach! Ve'ochlan. That's a very different Girsa. That's Pesach Matzah Mar. Hillel would eat Pesach Matzah Mar. There's a Shilin, the Girsos that we say Zechel Mikdash Kehillel, Kena Sehil Bezman Shabbos Minish Kaim HaYakorech, what? Korech Matzah Umarah Ve'ochlan Beyachad, or Korech Pesach Matzah Umarah? It's not clear, right? He would eat the matzah and the mora together with the carbon pesach, but was he korech all of them together? There are two girsos about that. So the Ramah's girsa in the Mordechai is that he took kizayis matzah, kizayis mora, kizayis pesach. According to the Ramah's girsa, there's no raya that he took a kizayis of charoses. But the big deyesha in his agos on the bottom of the Mordechai, he says, "Eini yodea minayin lo kizayis zeh," going with the girsa of the Mordechai, v'lo huska v'poskim, it doesn't sound like you should need a kazayis of charoses. The other rabbi, mina begemara lalishi inish mora becharoses, dilma agav chulye al yebei. Maybe the gemara says on kuf tazvav on the base, don't leave the charoses there. You gotta shake it off, because if you don't shake it off, maybe it'll take away the time of the mora. It's too much. So it sounds like you're not really supposed to have too much charoses over there. Certainly not kazayis. We times that cause of Harav Rabbein Yonah Shizarch Lenara Charoses Miola Kadesh Lo Yisbat Del Tamari Russo. Kamosha Kozavat too. Okay, so then he suggests maybe you're not really dipping a kezias in. You're not going to have a kezias on the mora. You just have a kezias of charoses to dip in, but you're not putting the kezias of charoses on the mora and eating it. That's what he wanted to suggest. But then he comes around and he says no. Hatam the tzarich lidlo kizayis mishum the sphere like Rabbi Lezer damar charoses mitzvahi. Then he suggests maybe the Mordechai holds you need a kizayis of charoses, because why he paskins like Rabbi Lezer Reb Tzadok that charoses is a mitzvah. V'chol dvar achilas mitzvah tzarich lios kizayis v'lo ketana kama damar ina mitzvah ela boshi yishka bo hamara mishum kofa v'chen kasev asmag the mitzvahi. But the Rashal was mochek kizayis charoses, because he thought it was a chiddush. The Mordechai, the way the Big Deyesha understands the Mordechai, in the maskona of the Big Deyesha, it sounds like, why should you need a kizayis? Because the Mordechai paskins charoses mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, l'chora does mean mitzvah sachila. L'chora means it's a mitzvah sachila. So if it's a mitzvah sachila, you should need a kizayis. Maishna charoses from any other mitzvah sachila that we have. This perhaps was how the Rambam understood in Perashah Mishnahs. Rabbi Lezer Reb Tzadok assumes that charoses mitzvah, that means it's a mitzvah sachila. So if it's a mitzvah sachila, then you should have to have a kezayis like the Mordechai. And if it's a mitzvah sachila, what else should you have to do? You have to make a berachas hamitzvah. Why not? On every mitzvah zachila, you make a bracha. So why shouldn't you make a bracha? That's how the Rambam understood charoses mitzvah in the Perashah Mishnayos. And he says, since minig Yisrael is not to make a bracha on charoses, eina halacha, we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin charoses mitzvah. Because the minig is not to make a bracha, so that's the siddin, ladover, that it couldn't be that there's a mitzvah to eat charoses. By the same token, we don't take a kezias of charoses. It can't be, says the Rambam, because we don't have a minig to make a bracha, so obviously we don't paskin charoses mitzvah. This is how the Rambam understood the machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Reb Tzadok, and the Chachamim in Perashat Mishnayos. That they're arguing whether charoses is only litzorech people, there's no mitzvah component at all, or charoses is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is a mitzvah sachila, which probably would require kezias, and it would require a bracha. And to that, the Rambam paskins that charoses is not a mitzvah. But in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam was chozeba. How was he chozeba? He was chozeba in two senses, but what's the real chazar of the Rambam? It's that the Rambam had a new understanding of what charoses mitzvah means. It's not a mitzvah zachim. The Rambam was willing to concede even Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok didn't hold that charoses is a mitzvah zachim. It might be a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah zachila. So what is it? What's the mitzvah? Let's read the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam and see what mitzvah it is. Hacharoses mitzvah midrei sof from zecher letit shayu ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. Fine. Ketzad osin osa, he talks about how we make it. Good. The next line is totally about how to make it. And then he says, mevi'in osa ala shulchan b'leili ha-pesach. What's the mitzvah of haroses? What are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? How is it a mitzvah? Is there achila? He doesn't mention the word achila here at all. What is the mitzvah? So the Rav wanted to suggest something very interesting. Maybe the Rambam holds, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok assumes, charoses mitzvah means it's a mitzvah to bring it to the table. That's after all what he says. Hacharoses mitzvah midrei sof from zecher letit shayu ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. Ketzad osin osa. So he tells you charoses is a mitzvah, as a zecher letit. How do you make it? Great. Umevi'in osa al hashulchan b'leilei ha-pesach. And we bring it to the table on the Seder. Why does the Rambam have to tell you that? Does the Rambam tell you how to set the table? You need a tablecloth? Blue tablecloth? Whatever. Right? You need a tablecloth and you need the dishes and you got to make sure. What's the Rambam telling us how to set the table? Nope, the Rav, it sounds from the Rambam that's the mitzvah of the charoses, is to bring it to the shulchan. It should be there. It has to be at the shulchan. That's the ikar hagadara of the mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention table at all when he initially describes what the mitzvah charoses is. Yes, later he's going to say that you have to be metabel all the mitzvah sachila of the Leil HaSeder and charoses. Everything. Moror and matzah. There's a discussion. Karban Pesach. All the mitzvah sachila we dip in charoses. But why? Why are we dipping? He doesn't mention tibul when he describes the ikra mitzvah. So what's the purpose of the dipping? What's the purpose of the dipping? Said the Rav, the idea of the dipping is it's not cool being brought to the shulchan unless you're mitzaref it to the items that you're eating at the suda. What is the shulchan? The table? No, it's everything that we're eating at the suda. That's the shulchan. The suda is the shulchan. So it's not that the table is the ikar of what we're doing with the charoses. The table is a way of making the charoses part of the Suda. To be mitzarifit to the elements of the Suda, that's the goal of the Tibul. The Iker mitzvah of the Charoses is to bring it to the table, that it should be there. It's a prop. It should be there. But just having it there as a prop is not enough. It has to be part of the Suda. How do we make it part of the Suda? We have to be mitzarifit to the Dvarim that were ochel in the Suda in order to make it part of the Suda. And that's the ikar of the charoses. The goal of the achila is the goal of the tibul is just as a hechetimtza to be mitzarif into the Suda. That's why the Rambam paskins that even though charoses mitzvah, there's no bracha shekin shana sosa mitzivano al afilas charoses. Because the Rambam is chosebo in the Yad HaChazagafam is understanding in Perash HaMishnayish, similar to what Sholem was saying. In Perash HaMishnayish, he thought that if Charoza's mitzvah, that means it's a mitzvah sachila. But the Rambam in the Yad is saying that even though it's a mitzvah, the goal is really hava el ha-shulchan, to bring it to the table, to have it there, to show to the tinokos in a sense, right? To be part of, to be a vehicle for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can't make a brach on that. Why? Because there's no maisa mitzvah. What's the maisa mitzvah? Achila? There's no mitzvah achila b'chlal. The mitzvah is a mitzvah hava. But how can you make a bracha on bringing the charoses to the table? Do you take the charoses especially? That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "Eviu lefan of matzah the chazeres the charoses." The charoses is on the table. They used to bring the little tables in front of people. There's no maisa miyuchad that we do with the charoses that we're not doing with matzah, that we're not doing with mar. We're in the process of bringing everything to the table. So how can we say al havas charoses? We're not just bringing charoses, we're bringing a lot of other things. So it wouldn't make sense to make a birchas ha-mitzvah dafka on the charoses. Even if the mitzvah is havoy la shulchan, you can't formulate a bracha on that because it's not something unique to the charoses. If it was a mitzvah achila, so then when we're eating the charoses, we're doing something special with the charoses. But since we're bringing so many other things to the table, how can we pick the charoses and say that, you know, ashakishanu, akshakirishanu, b'misosu b'zivanu, al havas charoses el ha-shulchan. It's not a maisa miyuchad for the charoses. So because it's nothing special for the charoses, that's why the Rambam felt, right, that's how he was able to justify that charoses can be a mitzvah, and yet we're not going to make a brach on it. Because it's not a mitzvah achila, it's a mitzvah havoy la shulchan. Now we can understand why the Rambam was chosebo from the Perash HaMishnah Siyad HaChazaka. The Rambam felt that if Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok is of the opinion that there's a mitzvah achila in charoses, and that you're supposed to make a bracha, so then we can't pass it like him, because the minhag Yisrael is not to make a bracha in charoses. That can't be. Comes the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka and he says, no, I have a new understanding. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok never felt that there's a mitzvah achila in charoses. It's a mitzvah havoy la shulchan. You don't have to eat a kezayis. The Rambam doesn't mention anywhere that you have to eat a kezayis in charoses. But you have to bring it to the table. And you have to be metabel the other mitzvah achila into charoses in order to be mitzarev the charoses to the suda, in order to bring it to the table, to bring it to the suda, to make it part of the suda, it's necessary to dip the other items into charoses. But once the Rambam is willing to say that the mitzvah of charoses is not a mitzvah sachila, but rather a mitzvah savah, so then the Rambam is free to paskin, like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, to say charoses mitzvah, like the Stam of the Gemara, as Tosfos points out, Kuf Tazayin. Tosfos says it sounds from the braises that we paskin charoses mitzvah. The Rambam would love to paskin charoses mitzvah, but the problem is his perception of what charoses mitzvah meant in Perash HaMishnayis precluded the possibility of him paskining charoses mitzvah. Because if it's a mitzvah achila, it's impossible, because that would require a bracha, and the minhag Yisrael is not to make a bracha. But once the Rambam understood Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok differently, that charoses mitzvah is not a mitzvah achila, but rather it's a mitzvah havoy la shulchan, so then the Rambam was free to go with the simple lashon of the braisa, as Tosfos has it, that charoses taka is a mitzvah, a frying. Before you do the maisa havo,
yeah.
Right? But the problem is, there's nothing special about charoses. You're not blowing anything else except the shofar. You're not picking up anything else except the lulav, except the dalet minim. If all I were doing is eating the charoses now, so that's one thing. But from the Mishnah, you get the impression that we don't have a separate maisa havo of the charoses. We bring the shulchan, we bring the whole table. The table has everything on it. So what, you're first going to bring the table with the charoses, and then bring other things? Doesn't sound like you're going to have a separate havah for the charoses. So because there's nothing unique about the havah that we have for the charoses, the Rav felt that's why the Rambam assumed that even if charoses is a mitzvah, we're not going to make a bracha. Rafi?
We have the process, the whole process, the heroes, and that's why now we're using it on the table.
But But the Rambam paskens charos is mitzvah. But the Gemara sounds like if it's a mitzvah, then it's not mishum kofi. That somehow we're not concerned about the eres and the chazeres. Or we're not concerned about the tolas. Or that's not the goal of the charoses. The goal of the charoses is not to kill the tolas. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Tzela calls charoses mitzvah. It's not mishum kofi. So to say that the Rambam holds the purpose of the tibul is mishum kofi, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about kofi. He just mentions charoses mitzvah. So if it's mishum kafa, he should have explained why we're being metabal the charoses mishum kafa. And what's more, what's strange, is that the Rambam holds that we're metabal not just mara and charoses. We are metabal only the mara and charoses. According to the Rambam, you're also metabal the matzah and charoses. There's no kafa in matzah. Since there's no kafa in matzah, the tibul must be for some other reason. It's not mishum kafa. What is the reason? Like the rav, it's to bring it to the shulchan, to be metzarif it in the suda. The suda is the shulchan, it's not the table, it's what's on the table. The suda, the items that we're going to eat. But just to have it on the table, that's not, we don't see the mitzvah. So by being metabel in charoses, we're mitzarev the charoses to the items that we're eating, so that makes it part of the shulchan. That's the key of mitzvah of charoses according to the Rambam.